Welcome, everyone, to the Super Size Phys Ed podcast. I am your host, Dave Carney, and I teach in Fort Myers, Florida, kindergarten through fifth grade, PE, and I love it. It's not always easy, but it's something I really enjoy, and there's a lot of kids, so I want to know how many kids you have in your program. I have about anywhere between 100 and 130 per class, so again, not always the easiest thing to coordinate, but I really enjoy it, and I actually miss the kids right now. I'm home sick, although I'm not really sick anymore, and I miss them. I want to be there. I missed the last 3 days. It kind of stinks. But today, I want to talk about lifelong pursuits, what they are, and why you should add them into your PE program. So here we go. All right, so the other night, I got a tweet from Seth Martin, who's a fantastic educator, and he invited me to SB Chat, which is a Twitter chat on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, so if anybody's available, check that out. And what it is elementary school PE, SB Chat. And I've been a part of it a few times, not as much as I would like to. That's kind of around the time we're putting the kids to bed and all that stuff, so I told him I'd try because they were doing something called Lifelong Pursuits, and he wanted to for me to share about our martial arts program, which I will in a moment. So the basis of Lifelong Pursuits comes from the fact that there was a study done that less than 5% of adults play team sports. So, you know, as an adult, think about this. Do you play team sports? Now, some people do. I know people that play basketball and, you know, once a week or twice a week, or I played softball for a little while. So, you know, team sports are definitely a great thing. I'm not knocking that, but the odds of your students, my students, playing team sports as an adult are very low. So we need to be exposing the students to other options than just team-based sports, because that just is not a reality for most of the students that you're going to come across, that you're going to teach. And physical literacy is now a big thing, a big push the last few years. And of course, I guess the smaller, easier definition is being students being confident and competent in many areas, many pursuits. And so the basic thing is the more we show kids, you know, help them with the fine motor skills and expose them to lots of different activities, then if they're put in a position when they're a little bit older, or, you know, a lot older as adults, you know, they'll be able to, you know, hold their own, I guess, you know, just be competent and confident, like I said, in whatever, you know, happens. Now, that's not always the case. You know, as an adult, I never rode a horse when I was a kid, and we went horseback riding, and oh my goodness, it was just, I was so scared, and the horse can tell you're scared, and I was just one of the most painful things ever. And so that's not for me exactly. But and I'm sure there's other things that I can't think of, or, you know, whatever. But for the most part, if, you know, you're put in a certain situation, let's say there's a birthday party, or some of the guys or girls from work, or, you know, they want to go out and do whatever, you know, sport-wise or activity-wise, just that you'll be able to handle yourself and hold your own, like I said. I mean, you know, archery or something like that. Maybe you've never done it before, but maybe you've been, you know, you've done it a little bit when you're younger and you can get the basics down. So it's just things like that. So as an adult, it made me think about what I've done since I played baseball in high school, like all pretty much when I was younger. And then we played, you know, as kids all around our street, different games, football, soccer, not much soccer, a little bit of soccer. Kickball, like I said, a lot of baseball, hockey, I'm not sure what I said yet, but we just made up a lot of games. But as an adult, like when I graduated from college, you know, I was really thinking about, well, what have I played? What have I done? And team sport-wise, like I said, I've played softball. That's really all I've done for team sports that I can think of. I mean, I guess I did play a little bit of floor hockey. That was kind of when I was in college, maybe a little after college. So I guess I can count that for a little bit, but that was just for a short period of time. So for the most part, my physical activities as an adult, now I've been whitewater rafting a couple times, and I've been, you know, I've gone, you know, I've played, or not played, I've gone to an archery session or two, and, you know, stuff like that. But I'm talking about on a consistent basis. Honestly, it started with going to the gym because I want to get stronger and just get in shape, right? So going to the gym is one. I've always loved golf. I'm not claiming to be Tiger Woods, but, you know, I've gotten better, and I don't go as much anymore with the family, and I don't want to spend all this time away from them, but I love to golf. Okay, when I was older, not too old, but in my mid-20s, I started taking martial arts, and I took that for 8 years, and I really enjoyed it. So that's definitely another one I want to add to my list of pursuits that were not team-based. Also with that, with going to the gym, I said golf. I played softball a little bit later for a few years when I moved back here to Florida. That's a whole other story, just the moving around. But before that, I got into running. Now, I've never, never, ever been into running when I was a kid. I mean, I ran a lot just based on sports. We just ran. But I was never into cross country or track, and I was never fast. But I started to really enjoy it when I was in North Carolina teaching, and me and a few teachers would go running once or twice a week. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. It was not easy, but I like challenging myself. I like setting goals. I ran with them in, I think, 2 5Ks and 1 10K. So nothing not like a marathon or anything like that. But I really enjoyed running, and I still do. I don't run as much anymore. I've just had a lot of heel problems and just plantar fasciitis stuff and just nothing very good. So I don't like to run a lot. I want to get back into it. I just got to get everything kind of working again. It's starting to fall apart here. So the options for PE programs, it kind of made me think of what, and they discussed it on the SB chat, by the way, you know, what are some things you could bring into your PE program that is not just team-based? Because again, I just don't think that it's a good practice to just do team-based games. And especially not large games like the 11-on-11 soccer. We don't play a lot of kickball. We do small-sided kickball-type games or baseball-type games. But I don't want kids standing in line, and I definitely want them active and engaged. And the you know, if they want to join a softball, baseball team, that kind of thing, there's many sports around town. And, you know, we do a basketball club after school starting in the spring, just once a week. But, you know, it gives them some options there. But the thing is, we're not a team sport. Elementary school, and elementary school is not really for that. And it took me a while to learn that, because we should be teaching them basic skills. And so very rarely do we play. I don't think we ever play. We don't do, like, here's just full-on hockey. I mean, we'll do small group hockey, or we'll do hockey games, or, you know, insert your sport there. I mean, we definitely do chuke ball, but they're in smaller group teams and, you know, multiple courts going on at once, things like that. So we do have games going on, but not full-on sports like you would do outside of school. So here are some that I brought in, and you can too. And we'll brainstorm some together. So here we go. The first one, like I said, is martial arts. So a few years ago, I got an email. I kept getting emails, actually, from this one guy, the Grandmaster. He would email me and say, you know, can we come to your school, and we do a program. And although I had taken martial arts, I was kind of like, do we have time for this? And then my principal at the time was kind of, he wasn't sure if that was right for our school and if, you know, for my program. So we kind of put that in the back burner. And then he was very persistent. And I met with him, and I saw his video of some of his classes, and I said, yeah, let's do this. And 4 years later, we just finished a couple nights ago. 4 years later, it's been fantastic. And the kids, you know, they teach them. And I was worried that they're going to, especially the first year, I was worried the parents are going to think, well, they're hitting each other in PE. And that's absolutely not the case. They don't touch anybody. They do certain moves, certain blocks, certain strikes, but they never touch anybody. They do a lot of chants, and they talk about morals and values and just learning self-discipline, self-control. That's always a good thing, right? So martial arts have been fantastic. So that's definitely one thing that they can do for a lifetime. I mean, you can take classes forever. There was a guy in my class as an adult. he was 65 years old, and he just earned his first black belt with me the same time, basically. And yeah, it was the same night. And you could do it for a lifetime. So martial arts, definitely the first one. I'd say biking. I guess I didn't talk about it. I mean, yes, I like to ride my bike. You know, some people really take biking seriously, and they're in clubs. And so, again, it doesn't have to be a team thing. My next-door neighbor lost a ton of weight just by biking. He bikes like 35, 40 miles a day, which astounded me when he told me that. And, you know, he's in his 50s, and he looks great. So bringing in the bike trailer, and we just – that just came into our school a couple weeks ago, and right around Thanksgiving, and then – we had it for a week and a half, and taught the kids. I mean, most of the kids know how to ride bikes, but a lot of kids don't have a bike. So there's bikes, and there's scooters, and there's balance bikes as well, so they can learn. And that's for third, fourth, and fifth grade. So giving them that option, especially we don't want to let anybody. I know kids have anxiety. Some of the kids, like one kid, didn't want to come to school. His mom said because we were riding bikes and he didn't know how. But I assured her that we have scooters and we have other things, and we can help. I think it was a boy. We can help him. So things went really well, and that was a few years ago, but it's been very, very good. We've had our police officer, our resource officer, bring in other officers to teach the kids about helmet safety, all that stuff. Really good thing to do is to bring in bikes. Okay, the next one is just trying to get them a love for running or jogging. Now, this is hard because, you know, we do have a track, and one of the toughest things that we don't want to use running for punishment. And that was when I grew up. It was like my baseball team. It was like, okay, go do 10 laps or whatever. And we don't want to look at running or exercise as punishment. So to cultivate that learning or that love for running without, you know, the punishment involved, that aspect, it's not easy. But, you know, we do a Monday run day most weeks, and they'll run a couple laps, and then they'll go choose a station. And I challenge them by giving them a certain time limit and see if they could beat their time, and giving them some incentives to make it fast, to get there faster, because then they get more free time. They get more choice time, I guess. So, you know, I've had students come back. I actually just attended last season, three of my former students running track, and it was great. I actually saw other students there as well that I didn't know were going to be there. So you never know who you're going to inspire or what they're going to do in middle and high school and beyond. So that love for running is just a great thing. All right, we could add, I'd say, workouts to it. Now, we don't do these military-style workout type things, but making fitness fun. Now, you could do that with videos. You could do that with, like, a dance-slash-exercise thing, like movements. That's kind of what we do with some of our songs. You know, we want them to enjoy getting fit, being active, moving. And so however you can do that, there's videos, there's Fitness Blender you could project, there's Swerk It Kids. There's actually a lot of them, apps. And I was going to talk about yoga, so there's Cosmic Kids Yoga. And, you know, all sorts of things you can get the kids moving and active and just enjoy working out. I just think it's a great thing. Okay, and after that, you know, I'm going to go back to golf. Now, to get golf at our school, we reached out to First Tee. It's in the United States. I'm not sure if it's elsewhere. And you can go to the website, just firsttee.com, I believe. I'd spell it out, though, first with an F. And we took my pair and I, like, a couple-hour course, I think, with questions and things like that. And they sent us golf clubs and balls and targets and stuff for free. So it's been a great addition, getting the kids putting. And also they get putters and they get wedges. So it's been fantastic, and it's a great addition to our PE program. So it's a great thing that they can enjoy, hopefully forever, just like me. And finally, I'd say gymnastics. Now, I cannot do any gymnastics, really. I can't. I hate to say that, but I mean, I jump rope. That's not jump gymnastics, but I can't even hula hoop, honestly. But teaching them balances. My daughter takes gymnastic classes, and she loves it, so that's an individual pursuit. It's not a team-based thing. So just bringing that individual kind of aspect into it. I don't know why I said jump roping. It has nothing to do with gymnastics, but I'm just trying to think of some things that, I can do some of this stuff. Cartwheels, no. Forward rolls, no. Back bends that she does, which is unbelievable. No, can't do those. But I can jump rope. It has nothing to do with gymnastics. So now it's time for our cowbell tip of the day. All right. So your cowbell tip of the day is to look at your PE program and see if there are areas to add lifelong pursuits to it. Now, you might not have access to a martial arts, you know, academy nearby, but I bet you do. And I did a whole podcast on this, so I'm not going to go over this again. But, you know, you could reach out to your local whoever, in this case, martial arts, and see if they'll come in and just teach for maybe just one time or maybe more. And ours is 9 weeks, and it's 2 days a week, and it's incredible. But maybe you don't have a place like that that'll do it, but maybe you will. Maybe you do. Maybe you have a place that teaches archery, and I really want to write a grant for archery, but my principal wouldn't let me. But maybe yours will. She's a great principal, but she was not thrilled with certain kids having bows and arrows in their hands, let's just say. So that's not what we're going to do. But look for opportunities in your community. Look for opportunities just of things you have that they can do. I mean, maybe it's just playing cornhole. You know, just something that's individual pursuits. I know it's not super ridiculously active, but something they can enjoy that's not team-based, because elementary school shouldn't be just team-based things. That's why we have extra programs outside of school. But we want to, you know, kind of push them or guide them in that direction of, you know, joining different groups, joining different teams, or just doing things individually with their families or their friends. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So thank you for tuning in. Please check out my website, supersizephysed.com, where there's videos and downloads and all this cool stuff that we're doing in PE. And also, if you could, leave a review or download our episodes, make them automatic, take a listen, so we could spread the good word on PE. You guys are awesome. Take care. Here's a beat.